ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. First, though, I'd like to remind all the mothers who listen to Lum and Abner that Horlicks has been acknowledged as the leading infant food for more than 50 years. Medical and child feeding authorities have always recommended Horlicks because it is so extremely easy to digest. And in addition, it's an exceptionally good source of vitamins and of calcium and phosphorus. It is made by the special Horlick process from only full cream milk, modified with the soluble extract of the choicest malted grains. This ensures easier, much safer handling by the tiny infant stomach. So if you want a safe, easily digested, nourishing infant food that builds strong bodies and firm, strong bones and teeth, insist on the Horlick, the original. You can get it, you know, at any drugstore. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. You know, several weeks ago, the citizens of Pine Ridge became very much enthused over the possibilities of the Great Western Silver Mine when a Mr. Worthington appeared in Pine Ridge and offered $1 million for the mine. Squire Skimp, who was then in charge of the mine, refused the offer, but it created a boom in stock sales. Yesterday, they learned definitely that Worthington was a fake and was brought in by Squire Skimp for that purpose. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, Abner has just dropped by Lum's house with some very interesting information. Listen.
Who's having a meeting?
Why, the stockholders of a silver mining company.
Oh, you must be mistaken about that, Abner. I ain't hear nothing about it.
Well, you ain't supposed to know nothing about it, Lum. Sister Simpson called me up over at the place just as soon as we got back with the store and said they was having a meeting over at her place, and they never wanted you there.
That's a fine howdy-do, having stockholders meetings and not even letting the president and general manager know nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't know what the idea is. She never said, just said for me to be there.
Wait a minute. Don't reckon they've got some more offices they want me to take over and just having a secret meeting so as to spy me with them.
No, I don't much think that's what it is, Lon. It must be something important, so, from the way she talks.
Well, y'all can't decide on nothing without I'm there. I own 57% of the stock, controlling votes.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd drop by and tell you about it before I went over there.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I can't figure out, though, what they'd be up to.
No, I'm sort of curious about it myself.
Just as soon as the meeting's over, Abner, I wish you'd come back here and let me know what had all taken place.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'll come right on over here just as soon as it's over.
Wait a minute. Who's that?
What?
Out the window there. Dick Huddleston coming up the front walk there.
Yeah. Well, I expect I better get on over there, Lum. I'm late now.
Yeah, I want you to be there for the whole thing if you can. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I'll see you after a while, then. Howdy, Dick.
Well, hello, Abner. Lum in there?
Yeah, go right on in.
I've
got to go with
the
stockholders meeting.
Yeah, come in, Dig. Come in.
I'll see you after a while.
How are you, Dig?
Well, all right, Mom. I just came over to tell you that... Well, I guess you knew about the stockholders meeting, though, didn't you?
Yeah, Abner was just now telling me about it. Granny, I don't understand it hardly neither. They never wanted me to be there.
No. Well, I'll tell you, Lum, I don't know exactly what the meeting's about, but now there's something in the air, all right.
Something in the air?
Yeah, Sister Simpson came down to the store this morning and was asking me about that letter I got yesterday from the chief of police in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Swan, that woman knows everything that happens around here. Now, where do you reckon she found out about that?
Why, she said that Grandpappy Spears was telling about it.
Well, I'll be dead, Brian. Reckon where Grandpap found out about it.
I don't know. I haven't said anything to anybody about it myself. But she seemed to know all about it, just knew exactly what was in that letter.
Undoubtedly, they ain't having no meeting about the letter, are they?
Well, it finally dawned on her, Lum, that fellow Worthington was a crook. She had it pretty well figured out all. And she believed that Squire Skimp just had him come in here and offer the stockholders $1 million for the silver mine just to get all the stockholders and seize over the mine so they'd buy more stock.
Well, ain't no doubt, but that's what Squire brung him in here for. But that ain't no reason to have a secret meeting and not let me know nothing about it. I'd have got up in the meeting and said the same thing about it myself.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand why they didn't ask you to meet myself, Lum.
Now, that's twice they've held these meetings and not asked me to them, and I don't like it a bit, neither. I ought to just go over there right now and bust right in the middle of the meeting. Granny's about you, they'd look cheap if I was to walk in the room.
No, I don't believe I'd do that, Lum.
No, I say I ought to. Well, I ain't going to, of course. They can't vote on nothing while I ain't there, no way. I got to have a meeting by myself and decide more than they can. I own 57% of the stock, you know.
Yeah, well, your 57 votes give you majority, all right.
I think the whole trouble is, some of them is jealous because Squire gave me all that stuff he had, and they had to buy that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them have put up every cent they can rake and scrape in it, Mom, and you can't blame them.
There's somebody there at the door. Excuse me. Maybe they've come over asking for the meeting. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Long.
Come in.
Hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Dick.
What's the matter? You're not over at the stockholders' meeting, Cedric.
Wasn't you invited neither, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Sister Simpson come by the blacksmith shop and told me and Paul there is going to have one, but I never went.
You don't know what the meeting was for, do you, Cedric?
No, Mom, she never said. Just said it was something important, Joe. But I don't care nothing about them meetings. Just sit there and listen to a lot of folks get up on their feet and make speeches. And they always use a batch of big words. I don't know what they're all talking about half the time. I always get sleepy.
Yeah, a heap of folks think you got to put on a batch of airs when you do out loud talking.
Yeah, I'll be glad when the meeting's over and Paul gets back. I've been down there working on that trailer of yours, but I run out of something to do till he tells me what he wants did next.
Trailer? Yeah, didn't I tell you about the trailer I'm having Caleb build for me?
No, I guess not, Ron.
Yeah, he's a building me a trailer for office.
For an office? In a trailer?
Yeah, I'm going to fasten it on behind our new rolling store, and that way I can tend to the store and my mining business both. Somebody wants to talk silver mining business with me, we can just get back there in the trailer where we won't be interrupted.
Yeah.
Abner and Cedric here can just go right ahead with the store, driving from place to place.
Well, no, I hadn't heard about that. You'll have so much passing on behind that car that it never will pull it, Lum.
No, I think it'll handle it all right. It's the only way I could think of to handle both businesses once without hiring somebody to help me.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to go by there and see it. You say it's over at the blacksmith shop?
Yeah, Caleb's got it mine now done, I reckon, ain't he, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. He said we ought to have it finished by tomorrow.
Well, I think I'll just stop in there and look at it on my way back.
Well, don't rush off, Dick. Sit down.
No, I've got to be getting back, Tom.
Well, I'm proud you come over.
Yeah, well, I just wondered if you knew about that meeting.
Yeah, much obliged anyway. Come back again.
Yeah, I will, Lum. So long.
So long.
Didn't you know nothing about I'm going to have a meeting, Mr. Lum?
No, not till just before I go. They never wanted me there for some reason. I had some important matters I wanted to talk over with them, too. Looks like I'm going to have my own meetings if I get anything did around here.
Yes, Mom.
Lemme wait a minute. That ain't a bad idea. They think they can leave me out of them meetings. How many shares of stock have you got in that silver mine, Cedric?
Why, me and Mama owned just one share together. Half a stock's what I got.
Well, you don't need no more than that, Cedric. I've got 57% of all of it myself. Just sit down there. Me and you's going to have a stockholders' meeting all by ourselves. I show them they ain't the only ones can have a meeting around here.
Well, what are we having a meeting for, Mr. Lum?
Why,
What's this meeting for we're having?
Well, I don't know. We'll find something to decide on. You can make a motion. Let's see. Make some kind of a motion, and then I can decide again.
What kind of a motion?
Oh, anything at all. It don't matter about that. Just sit down there, and I'll call the meeting to order. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Look out there, Cedric.
I'm making a motion like I'm fighting.
Well, just sit down there. I'll make the motions myself. Let's see. What can we decide on? We've got to study up something here. I'll tell you what we'll do. As soon as I get the meeting called to order, Cedric, why, you get up on your feet and you bring up the motion to decide to be again whatever they decide to do over at the meeting that them others is having.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know where I understand what you mean or not, Mr. Lund.
Well, I'll call the meeting to order, and you get up on your feet and make a motion to that we're going to be again whatever they decide to do over that other meeting.
Oh, yes, Mom. I see what you mean now.
All right. Meeting is called to order. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mom?
Well, wait a minute. You ain't the chairman, Cedric. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mom?
Cedric, I said you ain't the chairman. Sit back down there. Mr. Chairman? Oh. What is it, Mr. Edwards? Why, Mr. Chairman, I move that we be again whatever the other stockholders...
Hey, Tom!
What's the matter? What is...
Is the meeting over already?
Come on, Mom, get your things and get out of here quick.
Well, what's the matter?
Why, the stockholder thought the Squire stampeded them, and when he brung that fella Worthington's in here, and they think that you was in on the deal, too, and they're marching over to Squire's house right now to run him out of town, and just as quick as they get done over there, why, they're coming after you.
Coming after me?
Yes, sir, coming after you, Lom, and sure.
Well, wait a minute, Abner, where can I get? Where can I get?
I don't know, Lom, I don't know, but they're coming after you just as sure as the world.
I never had nothing to do with
it. Well, now, don't try to argue with them today, Lom. They're too mad to listen to reason. Now, come on, and we can slip out the back door here and over to my place, and you can hide in my barn till this thing blows over.
Lum may have a controlling vote, but even Abner's barn loft is better security at a time like this. And now, just to remind you that Horlick makes a fine, easily digested luncheon. Listen to this.
From the woman's viewpoint, the Horlick luncheon would be really hard to beat. My friends and I all take it. After working around the house all morning, we find a glass of Horlick's awfully refreshing. It doesn't leave us feeling lovely as bigger luncheons do. It's satisfying, too, and that's the most important part with women. Most of us are interested in keeping down our weight, and as Mr. Bickett says, Horlick's is excellent in weight control.
I'm not too interested in weight control, but say, I do need a lunch that keeps me alert in the afternoon. I can't afford to get drowsy at the office. That's what interested me in Horlick's. I've heard it said that Horlick's makes a light, easily digested luncheon, and that's just what I was looking for. Something that would satisfy me without giving me a heavy, drowsy feeling later on. Everyone in offices and factories should know about Horlick's.
Yes, I think that everybody should know about Horlick's. As thousands testify, Horlick's is an ideal midday meal. Satisfying, nourishing, and refreshing. Try it yourself. You can get it, you know, at any drugstore in both natural and chocolate flavors. Or specify Horlick's at your favorite soda fountain. This is Carlton Brickett speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's. We now bid you all good fortune and good health. We'll be with you again at this same time Monday night.